calling list. For those who are checking in over the air tonight, we ask that you give your call sign, name, and location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. By traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you'd like to share with the group that pertains to the monitoring of radio frequencies. This is a friendly net, and this net is a reflection of those who participate from week to week. That will stand by for the check-in. Please pace it out so we don't get people stepping on each other. This is M20B.
Good evening. WHSQ, Kip Bob in Elmwood Park with one email traffic so far.
I got one now.
UAJ, Lodi, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV, WA2OKZ, Canning, Cranford, New Jersey, no traffic.
That's control. W2USC, Jim in Aberdeen, Monmouth County, no traffic.
N2NOV, this is K2DLS. Dan in Aberdeen, no traffic.
N2NOV.
This is Kilo 1 Alpha Mike Fox. Tony in Manhattan, no traffic.
N2NOV.
NOV. This is November 2 November Hotel Mike. Joe in Garfield, New Jersey, no traffic.
N2NOV. This is KC2JXD, Ralph in the Bronx, no traffic.
N2NOV. 2NOV, this is KC2FTU, the name is Mark, West Orange, New Jersey. No traffic, hello to everybody on the net.
Net control, this is W8JJR, Jim, Meadowlands, no traffic.
N2NOV, this is Dennis. KB2RDE in the Bronx, and I have traffic.
Okay, wow, what a flurry. Okay, so far we have WA2SQQ, KC2GIK, KC2UIJ, WA2OKZ, WB2USB, K2DLS, K1AMF, N2NHM, KC2JXC, KC2FTU, WA8JJR, and KC2RDE. Anybody else or any corrections? Please come now.
N2NOV.
KA2UIJ.
Steve Burton.
N2NOV. This is KC2OUF. Pete in Staten Island. No traffic.
N2NOV. This is Anthony. KC2JRH. Anthony in Brooklyn.
Okay, we had a little double in there. First, the correction, KA2UIJ. Sorry about that. We had a double, and Pete went out, KC2OUF, and then KC2GIRH, Anthony in Brooklyn. Anybody else?
N2NOV. WB2KTV, now on high power.
Okay, Steve, who got the vanity call of his old call sign, WB2KTV. Evening, Steve. All right, anyone else?
K0NYC, Stephen Queens, just checking in, supporting the net.
Alright, we also have Steve, K0NYC. Alright, again, if you're not able to get into the net over the air, you're certainly welcome to drop an email, especially this week's edition of the net, and we'll follow up again next Wednesday, is that we're looking for updates and information on shopping mall frequencies. You know, Black Friday is coming this week from this running. So when you get dragged around by a significant other, any frequencies you know of as stores or shopping malls, certainly welcome you to share it with everyone else. Any of the email address, if you're not able to get it on the air, once again is nydxa@yahoo.com. All right, let's start with the list as we have it now, and we'll go through it. We'll pick up additional check-in a little later on. So first up tonight, WA2SQQ and 2NLB. Go ahead, Bob.
Good evening to everyone on the net. It's good to hear so many check-ins. It's getting cooler, and hopefully the activity will grow even more. Hey, just got another anonymous email. We get these from time to time. I thought I'd share this along regarding some interesting things on the federal frequencies. The ITAC-2 frequency in a repeater mode was active from a mobile command post search and rescue operation they had in Fairlawn for a missing person in a capsized boat. And I have to publicly admit, I knew nothing about this, and I'm one town away. So, goes to show you. So, U.S. Secret Service in the Newark office has been active on 165.5125 in APCO digital mode, unencrypted, doing some type of surveillance work. Interesting is that it was in the clear, which is not something you hear that often, so that was kind of interesting. And also similar type of activities from what I presume is DEA or some related agency on 417.450. Last week we were talking about low band frequency 4466. Charlie, I'm going to have to plead ignorant on this one, but NYSEMO, what's the initial stand for? I know it's New York, but what's the rest of it?
It's the New York State Emergency Management Office out of Albany.
Okay. So their assignment was active yesterday on 44.66 low band during a an Indian Point FEMA drill that they had in Rockland, Westchester County. A repeater on there on 44.66 is using a PL of 110.9. So for those of you that have decent low-band receiving capability, you might want to put that in and take a listen. Input on that, I believe, is on 45.16. So that was active. And one of the things tied to this is if you listen to the Rockland RACES repeater, which is Adam N2ACS repeater, on 443.850. The RACES groups use that repeater quite often. So if you hear activity RACES related on 443.85, there's a strong possibility that 44.66 would also be active. Now we don't talk about amateur radio issues, but 443.85, you might want to listen to it. It's a very interesting repeater. In that it's got linked repeaters on every band from 10 meters all the way up to 900, and the 900 meg repeater has got awesome coverage. It's handy talkie coverage down here in Bergen County.
Yes, you're in Staten Island, Bob.
Say again, Charlie?
Even here in Staten Island.
I've got two 900 meg radios here I got to finish converting and I'm going to try to make more use of those. It's a nice system they have, and 900 meg is one of those bands that if we don't use it, we will lose it. Final issue is not radio related, but I think it's worthy of mention. For those of you, I want you to connect to this URL. It's at www.msdewey. That's M-S. DEWEY.com. Again, www.msdewey.com. If you want to watch the short demo intro, it's cute. But you can skip the demo, and all I will tell you is it's a search engine. And beyond that, type in the subject, ask it a question or whatever, I think you'll find the way that it responds is quite amusing. Back to you, Charlie, and I'll keep my eye on the email,
WA2SQQ. Gee, I can imagine everybody trying to download that website all at the same time. Anyway, USC. Just mention federal stuff. People who are up in the Rockland Westchester area probably hear this better than most. Turns out at West Point, there's a frequency set aside for the U.S. Mint operations. They have something going on up there at West Point on 415.875. That's 415.875 with a tone of 141.3. Probably some kind of way station. I doubt very much they're actually printing money up there. Okay, next one up tonight. KC2GIK. Yeah, Justin. That's one of me.
Fire one.
I will have the New Jersey Department of Transportation up in about to KCTGRK. Back to that.
Okay, Justin, yeah, it's a good reminder for sending in the information updates. Again, Justin's email address is kc2gik@arrl.net, and for any updates, that's the bergenscanner.com website. Got links to all sorts of things there, including a message board and information, and with the business frequency list and the shopping mall stuff. In fact, on the list that I carry for the New York City stores and malls, is a link going back to his site. For the hard work that a lot of people do and share it with everyone else, all the different things that we talk about on the air or that we send out on email is freely shared with everyone else. Nobody is taking it from somebody else's published information. Once it's public domain, it's on the internet, people are talking about it and submitting it freely, though sometimes anonymously, we are certainly going to share it with everyone. So, on behalf of Bob, Justin, and myself, thank you for supporting that effort and letting us know what you hear and what you discover on your own. Okay, let's see. Next one up I show with traffic is Dennis, KC2RD, and 2108.
I'd like to know, does anybody... I have one of the older scanners, and I want to know, I want to be able to clear all the channels. It's one of the older scanners, and isn't there a couple of key tricks or anything? This is Dennis, KB2RDE.
Well, it depends on the model of the scanner. Most of the unit ends, if you want to totally blank out the memory and start from scratch, is to hold in the 2, 9, and manual buttons, and then turn on the radio while you're still holding in those buttons.
So there's a 2, 9, and the manual button?
Yeah, that's generally how the unit ends work. But you've got to hold those buttons in while you turn the scanner on.
So you'll be 2 years old, but almost 14 years old, so I'll give that a try. Because I have some frequencies in there, and I just want to clear it essentially whenever I want to, you know. And I'll give that a shot. KB2RDE.
Okay, let us know how it turns out, then. Drop me an email sometime. And if I can find... Drop me an email with the model of the scanners that you have. And if I can find links to manuals for them, at least I can forward that on to you. At this time, we'll stand by for additional check-ins. We've bottomed the list of those who have traffic tonight. Again, if you have no traffic, please say so. But if you do have traffic, let us know so we can share it with everyone else. If you can't get in via radio, there's always the email address at nydxa@yahoo.com. So we'll stand by for check-ins now.
CQ with another update.
Okay, Bob, you got an update?
Yeah, something that I just wanted to pass along. For those of you in Bergen County, Justin, you might want to look at this. Franklin Lakes has two new pending frequencies, which I assume will replace their VHF channels. They're not active yet, but they are assigned. Frequency 1 is going to be 477.35. Frequency 2 will be 470.400. Again, 477.35 and 470.400 for Franklin Lakes in Bergen County.
I'm going to take a second to look, and I'm going to say that why.
I don't know. Maybe. Could be. It may not be. I mean, if you look at Furlong, where they are. So, quite possible. I mean, for Fairlawn is on, you got 477.4. So I'm not sure. The station, I was at UIJ, who is in Lodi. I didn't catch your name. Are you still on frequency?
Yeah, Bob, I'm here. It's Jim, Julie, and the Mike.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I know we've mentioned a few times about Lodi's new fire frequency, and I've been listening to this. I'm in Elmwood Park. I mean, I could basically see Lodi. And I'm just curious if you know where the transmitters are. That thing is so weak here. It's incredible. My son's on the fire department here. He even passed a comment to me. He says, they got trouble hearing it over here. I don't know whether we're in the null of the antenna or what. The other thing I just figured out is it is narrowband. So, for example, I have it programmed into one of my commercial handy talkies on a receive-only channel, and I actually had to put it in a narrowband mode. On one channel right below them, there is this outrageous data channel. I don't know what's being transmitted over it, but on a lot of scanners, that channel just wipes it right out. So I'm curious if you've had any feedback on it over there.
I'm hearing that too. It's like telemetry or something. And I'm hearing it right on the channel, but not enough to drown out Lodi. You mentioned the narrowband. That could explain it. It seems like their audio is lower than on their high-band police or their low-band fire. I believe the antenna is right in the municipal building, right in the back there where the library is. They put a new cell phone antenna mast up there, and when it first went up about a month ago, I seen the there's one antenna on the top, and that's when the new fire UHF frequency came into effect. So I'm guessing that they're putting the new frequency in that location right there. They did mention it like last year that they're going to put a cell phone tower up there, and I guess get rent for it. And I guess they're piggybacking some of their police and fire on it. Signal wise, they come in strong. I won't say I'm line of sight, but it's pretty close. But I have to turn up the volume on the scanner, the Bearcat 9000, to hear when they transmit on their new UHF. Now that, you know, you mentioned they're on narrowband, that probably could explain it.
Yeah, they're running 2.5 KC deviation. It's definitely narrowband. But I just wanted to pass it along for you and for the benefit of, you know, those who are listening to them. I've heard them south, and they actually don't sound so bad, but for whatever reason, in this direction, they're virtually, you can't hear them. I mean, I've got my R7100 receiver on the disc cone on the roof, and just to give you an idea, they're about an S2 here, so I don't know what's going on with them, but I hope that they don't have to get coverage out here, because they're going to be in trouble. Okay, back to you, Charlie. If there's any way you can get up on the mic, you tend to crawl away from it, and it's kind of difficult to copy it. I don't know. I'm looking into it, and maybe they're just not aware of it. I don't know. Maybe they put the radio on the air and left it in the tune position or something like that. Stranger things have happened, but I just can't believe that as close as I am. I mean, one of the guys that I talked to who lives in Lodi, not that far away from there, he could sit on his back deck with a handy talkie on 446 simplex, and he's dead full quieting with you know 2 watts. So the fact that they are so weak here to me says I think they got a problem and don't realize it. Even in an antenna, no, it's hard to believe that they're so weak. Calling back to you, N2NOVWA2SQQ.
Okay, thanks, Bob. I received an email which reminds me of a situation that develops every so often. Those of you who have AOL email addresses, you might want to check your spam filters and your junk folders from time to time. And if any of the messages that we send to you wind up there, then you're going to have to make some type of adjustment to the filters. Because what happens is when something hits the spam filter in your account, the notification is sent back through the ISP that we're trying to use, and it flags our email as spam, and we're trying to get that corrected. And we've narrowed it down to AOL. In fact, I just got a message today of something that was sent out recently. So, especially if you have not been seeing anything from us recently in your AOL account, please go check those filters and those junk folders and make sure that you notify anything that comes from us, either by the subject line with the brackets NYDXA list in the beginning or the domain name nyc-races.org, that you do allow that to get through. Otherwise, you're missing out on stuff, and you're unfairly causing the other people who have accounts at AOL to have all their emails from us gathered up as a total spam account, and we're trying to get that cleared up as well. So I just wanted to pass along that. In a list that I put together when I was visiting my daughter up at Fort Drum, she's with the Army up there near Watertown, I'm looking at my list here, and there are two frequencies, especially since in the next few months you may actually partake in a sporting event called skiing, where you go sliding down packed snow on the side of a mountain. Turns out the ski patrol in the northern tier of New York State uses two frequencies on VHF, 155.220 and 155.340. And as we saw in a recent news video clip today, if you have the capacity of skiing with a beacon, a personal locator beacon, in case you're caught in an avalanche, please wear one. A skier was caught in an avalanche out west and was found very quickly because his beacon went off. Going through some other notes here, I know some people have indicated an interest in possibly picking up various satellite transmissions, whether they be military satellites in the 225 to 400 band, or things like Inmarsat up at 1.5 gigs. Because signals are coming from a satellite are coming quite a distance away and tend to be not very strong, if you have a beam antenna that you can make for this band, or if you already have one, I'll give you some aiming parameters to use based upon where the satellites are parked. So generally, let's say for the Inmarsat system, the Atlantic Ocean Region East satellite, it's sitting at a longitude of 15.5 degrees west over the equator. So from here, your aiming parameters would be 111 degrees on the azimuth, which means just east of south. And you should raise your beam about 15 degrees off the horizon, and you'll hit right into that satellite. Also, the Atlantic Ocean Region West in Inmarsat, sitting over 54 degrees west of longitude, your aiming parameters would be an azimuth of 150.7 degrees and an elevation of 38.8 degrees. So as you can tell, there's a little bit of an arc going on here, and that's how the old C-band dishes would track to go from one satellite to the other when you're watching television. The same concept works here. At 74 degrees west longitude, that's our longitude. So that's due south from us, 180 degrees azimuth. And because of our latitude being about 40 and a half, 41, with a slight adjustment, your aiming angle for the elevation should be about 43 degrees. But just to give you an idea that with some very simple equipment, you can pick up satellites as well, especially the ones that our government uses. Okay, let's see. Bob, do you have anything else in the email tonight? That's one of them.
Okay, Charlie. No, nothing else. The only other thing is, I think a lot of you may have received it, but I'll mention it for those that didn't. There's a news story out of Sheboygan Falls, Wisconsin. Police say that a police scanner may have saved a guy by the name of Floyd's life. A 50-year-old was sitting in his living room on Sunday evening when a bullet was fired into his home from a large caliber weapon. The bullet went through the wall and hit the scanner, which was in front of the recliner where he was sitting. So the scanner apparently deflected the bullet away from him and may have saved his life. What kind of scanner it was that it stopped the bullet. Gotta be a real old one. WA2SQQ.
Okay, a couple more frequencies from my notes, which you might find interesting. Ellis Island, the security is on 166.325, and the cruise ship port that's in Bayonne, they call it Cape Liberty. Their security is on 166.925. So here things get a little bit more active as the ships come in and out. The crowd's under control and make sure everything's moving along smoothly. Somebody once asked about, gee, I understand that NYPD, when they have their video feeds, when they're in the helicopters at the blimp, like during Optail 2000 and stuff, where would they find feeds like that? Well, actually, one of the cops let it out of the bag when he was saying the frequency to somebody over the air on one of the, I believe it was 123-100s. They were talking to somebody else. So he got me started, and I found out that they have 2 6 megahertz wide FM video channels. So if you have an ICOM R3, these might be two channels to plug into there. 2464 and 2473, both megahertz, so they're up in the 2 gig band, just above the microwave and mixed in with the Wi-Fi stuff. So 2464 and 2473. If you happen to see a peekaboo camera over your head, now you know what you can tune into today. I've got nothing else here in the emails, Bob, on my side. So all we can do is ask everybody that any updates that you have for the mall list, for the stores and mall list, please send it to us by, I'd say Monday or Tuesday. I think that would give us enough time, Bob, to compile it and get it out to everybody by the time the next net rolls around.
Now, I've got the list, actually. I got one or two updates from people. There isn't a whole lot going on. They don't seem to change much anymore, but what I am going to do, I doubt I'm going to get a chance to do it before Thanksgiving, but I'm going to take my 996 because the PL search is much, much faster, and when my wife goes to the mall, I'm going to sit out in the car at the various malls and update the PL list and particularly the input PLs, just to keep that list current, and we can do it. I mean, unfortunately, that's only in the Bergen County area here, but for those of you that are in other areas, if you have similar capability, perhaps you want to do that. There are low power repeaters in the malls. You don't really hear them that far away, but as I say, I don't mind going shopping. I take the scanner, put the earphone in, and, you know, when the wife is walking around, I'll listen to what's going on in the mall. And that's it. Some interesting things on there. But, you know, beyond that, there's nothing earth-shattering. And that's about it. So, did get Ralph from Brooklyn checking in, and I did want to pass along an email he just sent, which is kind of interesting, brought back a few memories. He said that he's had something called a poor man's scanner, which is to use your TV as a scanner. If you put it in the cable mode, usually in the what they call HRC mode, and you put an external antenna on your TV, and you go tuning around, you will find that certain channels will correspond to certain frequencies. For example, I think he's saying here the channel 98 is equivalent to around 100 megahertz, and channel 20 is around 156 to 160. I'm not quite sure if that's right. The only difference is, though, Ralph, is that the TV is going to be wideband, so that whatever you hear is going to be very low in volume. If you go back many, many years ago, some of you might remember that UHF tuners on TVs used to be tunable. And right now they go from channel 14 to 69, but many years ago they were tunable and they would go from 14 to 83. From channel 69 to channel 83, which was TV, is now cellular telephone. So back in the days when cellular telephones were analog, you could take a tunable UHF TV and tune across it and listen to people's telephone calls. Cellular phones were very easy to receive using that method. Do know also that, I forget which channel it was on, but in the office the one day was playing around with a TV and tuning through the channels in cable mode, just as Ralph said, we had a lot of air traffic that, because we're right in the Newark approach path, so it was receiving that. So yeah, you can receive some things on your TV in UHF mode, kind of a neat way of doing it. 2NLV, WA2FQQ, back to you, Charlie, and nothing new on the email.
Okay, Bob. Well, for a couple of years, I've had one of the pages on my website about, if you scroll about halfway down, you'll see one that says broadcast and cable TV frequency. The two columns to the right-hand side are the audio carrier frequencies in, as you said, Bob, wide FM, whether it's in cable mode or broadcast mode. So the channel numbers on the left-hand side, then on the right-hand side you would pick whether you've got it in cable mode or broadcast mode, and just go down the column, and you'll see what frequency would line up with it. For example, mid-band on cable-ready TVs, you put it into cable-ready mode. If you tune to channel 14, that equates to 125.750. And of course, you know, you fine-tune back and forth a little bit from there. But being wide FM, that signal is going to be such a, you know, like a barn door. You're going to hear multiple channels within there. So here you are trying to pick up various things, and you may hear several things at once. But it does, as Ralph says, it's a poor man's tunable radio. You know, if you can just line up the right frequency you're looking for, by doing it this method, is one way of receiving things. But you're going to hear a lot of things all at once. And sometimes, especially if you go up into the UHF band in the 470s, you're going to hear paging services as well in certain spots. So you have to be willing to accept other signals than the one that you're just trying to listen to.
Hey, the old KC2, you know, sorry, Mike.
Hey, Mark. Any tidbits to drop in there before we wrap it up?
No. Not that I can think of. I'm just trying to think now. No, nothing really. Just trying to figure out. Throw my hat in the ring. And such like things. KC2 ENI.
Okay, just I reach over and hit hold on my scanner. Looks like NYPD Tech F is active around the local supermarket. Okay, well with that we'll say 7-3 to everybody, and we'll catch you in next week. Again, Thanksgiving is next week, and Black Friday the day after. So anything that you can drop in and share with everyone else next Wednesday night would help to make the following 2 days a little bit more enjoyable as far as listening on the radio. We've got the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade on Thursday morning, and we know a lot of things are periphery to that. Then, of course, when we have to go to the stores, want to have something interesting to listen to. So 7-3, and we'll catch you next week. And 21 will be clear.